Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tafresh Aleph, mitzvah 601. The second mitzvah relating to Rodef. We had last time the mitzvahs Aseh of Rodef, and now we have the mitzvahs Los Aseh related to Rodef, not being chas on a Rodef. The Torah tells us again, reading the Psukim, when two people are fighting, Kinatzon Hashem Yachdav Ishva Achiv, Vekarva Eishes Ho'echad, and a man's wife comes to save him, and grabs him in a place where it causes him tremendous pain and is Savik Bikuach Nefesh. Vekatzo says Kappa, that was yesterday's mitzvah, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether it's a heter or it's a mitzvah, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, it's a mitzvah. Make sure that you do not have, make sure that you take care of this rodef, lo sachos einecha, that is today's mitzvah, do not have rachmanis in this case. The Eben Ezra says, im haisa aniya, if she is downtrodden, if she's a victim many times, then she comes to the rescue. But if in a certain case, if she is a rodef, so then one cannot have rachmanis on her. Right, this mitzvah is all about, even though, if you look at the context, you might say, well, hey, the man, her husband, is in danger. The answer is that there are certain rules of fighting, certain rules that when the two people are involved in a scuffle, still, if it's not a pikuach nefesh level, and somebody comes and makes it into a pikuach nefesh level, so they're considered a rodef, even though one might say that there is already an issue between these people. There is a drush, so in the Yagdol Torah, quotes a drush on these psukim, again, not Pashtus, from the Sefer Or Pnei Moshe, where he quotes, Ki Natsu Anashim Yachtav. If there's a fight inside of each of us, there's a fight, there's the Yitzhar and the Yitzhar Tov, the Karba Yitzhar Vechzikim Bevushav, and they grab us, and they want to force us to do the wrong thing, the Yitzhar Hara. And Rashi quotes, what do you have to do? The Kaso says Kappa, Rashi says Mammon. What's Mammon? Give Staka. Staka Tatsu Mimaves. Staka saves, like the Gemara says at the end of Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva's daughter. The night of her wedding, Rabbi Kiva was told by fortune tellers that she was going to die the day of her wedding. And he was nervous the whole time. And the night of her wedding, right, she goes, after the wedding, she goes home with her chassan. Rabbi Kiva is very nervous. And the next morning, Rabbi Kiva goes to visit them and he sees, and she starts screaming. And she says, look, her pin that she had taken out from her hair, she stuck into the wall. Didn't have drawers in those days. She had killed a snake with it. I mean, the snake would have killed her. Rabbi Kiva says, did you do anything today to merit such a hatzalah? So she thinks and said, well, everybody was busy during the wedding and there was an ani that came to the door. I gave him a care package. I gave him my own food. Rabbi Kiva says, staka tatsumi mavis. So stalkers, that's an illusion here. There's a fight, and he's going for the Yetzer is going for where it counts, and going, he's going to hurt us. Right? Rashi quotes Mammon, lo sachos einecha, and don't be chas on your eyes. What does that mean? He continues, she yorid dma'os me'enav. Don't be chas, cry. Cry to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you. Right? Crying in terms of tshuva, crying in terms of ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help, siyata d'shmaya, that is something that we find in various sources. He quotes from the Shevet Musar, Be'esh Adam is Or B'tshuva, U'ma'orer Mayim Bochim, Shemor D'mos Alavonosav, Ma'orer Mayim Elyonim, Min Levanon Ha'elyon Yordim Zerim, Keshetav Ayim Rabim. If we cry, a sincere cry, out of tshuva, out of wanting to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to realize that is something that is going to pay off. That's what Rabbeinu Bachai also says. He quotes in Bracious, Kishem Sha Tainis Karban, Kacha Dima, Bishasa Tfila Karban. Just like fasting is like a karban, so do crying Bishasa Tfila. Somebody really is a heartfelt Tfila. That's connected Nisach HaMayim with the Karbanos. The Tfila with the cry is like the Nisach HaMayim. Amazing. So that's illusion. But Kaso says Kappa, Rashi said Mammon. That is in terms of helping us in our fight with the Yetzirah. Okay, so getting back to this issue. So again, we said the mitzvah of Rodef is if I see someone running after their friend, either to perform a Ritzicha or Gili Arayis, one of those two, so then I have a Chiyuv, a mitzvah, and a Losase, not to have Rachmanis, to protect the potential victim, to save his life, or to save him from the Arayis. The Minchas Chinuch in the last mitzvah in Osiyo discusses, what about Nida? Nida is always on the border. Nida, Pashtus, is one of the Arayos. We have all the lists of Arayos in Achremos and Kedoshim. Nida, Pashtus, is one of the Arayos. The Rambam says it beferish. The Rambam says, Hanida, Harehi, Kishar, Kola, Arayos. It's like all the other Arayos. It's the only one of the Arayos that, there's exceptions to the rule by Nida. Obviously, it's an erva that keeps yes, no, yes, no. This time of the month it's an erva, this time of the month it's not an erva. All the other arayos are yes or no. That's it. There's no back and forth. Anita is unique. But the Rambam says it's Kishar Kol HaRayos. Well, this is the Rambam discusses also in Hilchos Ishus. When he talks about in Perek Yud, he talks about marrying Anita. He says you can't have Gemar Nisuin with Anita because she is not Reuya Labia. But many Achronim point out to this that this is because Anita is one of the Arayos. The Asman Daraiser, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Klal Chaf Aleph, where his major discussion there is about Nida Labaila. They're connected questions. He asks, Nida Labaila, is that more in the world of Isser Veheter, or is it more in the world of Tumah V'Tahara? Obviously, we know Hilchas Nida is in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Yaradei. It's in Isser Veheter. But we don't have Shulchan Aruch on Tumah V'Tahara. There's definitely an element of Isser Veheter. But where is it more? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put it in Seder Taros. He could have put it somewhere else. Could have put it, where else would he have put it? He could have found another place to put it. Maybe in Nashim. Put it in Nashim. The Meiri writes that in his day, Nida was the only Masechta learned with out of Taurus. As we know, it's the only one with the Talmud Bavli. So Nida was printed, even with the other Nashim. So says the Asa Daraisa, is it more in the world of Isra Beheter or more in the world of Tumah V'Tahara? And he quotes, Kedaka Bakodesh Rishonim Achronim Gemaris Chazal. But he also quotes, fascinating, he quotes Vilna Gons and Kuzaris. Quotes the Gra in Shoftim, in Aderes Eliyahu, where the Pasuk says in Shoftim, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega, right, if we have any questions, and the Gra says there that every question in Torah has one of six answers. Tameh, Tahar, Aser, Mutter, Chayiv Zakai. One of those, that's the answer to every question that you could ask. And he says, what's being referred to? The three categories of Torah. Bein, Dam, what is it? Dam Ladam, is this or Veheter? He says, that's Asur Dam and Mutur Dam, Kedei L'Tahari Shalabayla. Din L'Din is Choshe Mishpat, that's Chayev and Pater. Nega L'Nega is Tumah V'Tahara. So the Gra, what's the Gra's example of Isser V'Heter? Nida L'Bayla. So that's what he quotes. He quotes that it's in that world. Or he quotes Kuzaris also. But along the way, in that discussion, he says a connected discussion is Nida one of the Arayos or not? Is it? So he says, he quotes some sources that it's not. Right, it's not. It's connected questions. Obviously, if you would say it's in the world of Isser Veheter, maybe you would say it is one of the Arayos. If it's Tum, it does not have to be. But he says, Big Nafkaminas, Yaharig Val Yavar, Ein Davar Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim. There are many Nafkaminas in terms of what you consider a Nida. But the Menchas Chinuch says, it's definitely one of the Arayos for this halacha. If you see a man, let's say a husband is going to be ball his wife, who is a Nida, going to forehand, is that Gili Arayos in terms of Rodeif? Says the Menchas Chinuch in Os Yud, yes. It's there, and the Rambam says it, right? So it's Imkein Nida is unique. It's unique in that there's no Mamzer from Nida, as the Gemara says, Lo Nas is Zona. But still, it's one of the Arayos, and therefore, Pashtus is that this would also be included in the halacha of Rodef. Okay, so now let's read the Sefer Achidah from today's mitzvah specifically. And that is not to be chas, not to have Rachmanis on a Rodef. And then we'll get back to the Rambam that the Chinuch quoted earlier. Shenim nanu milachbal nevesh a Rodef. We can't have Rachmanis on a Rodef. After all, look what he's doing. Ubir zahainyan kamosha kasafti, as I wrote earlier. Sheba kabbalah eleinu b'shtei averos. There are two unique averos. Shein ritzicha va'arayos, murder and illicit relations. Shekol shenir eyu rodef lasos achas mehen. If we see somebody running to do one of them, shenimna eyu b'chol kolchein. We have to prevent them with all of our koach. V'meino rotzav lihimana me'asos aveir. If he doesn't want to listen, as we said, give him asra. He doesn't have to accept asra, even if he doesn't say a word, and even if you don't have even time. V'nuchal atzil miyado hanirdav. And if we could save them, o hanirdefes be'achad me'ivarav shenikta eyu. We could save them by chopping off, breaking one of their legs. Fine. And if the only way you can do it, self-defense, is to kill them, you have to kill them. Not to have Rachmanis in this case. If this is the only way, right, there aren't too many mitzvahs about not having Rachmanis. We have mitzvahs of being like Hashem. It says eight times in the Torah that we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are a few times, like we had by Mesis. There's an issur to have Rachmanis on a Mesis. See, here's another one. The issur that to have Rachmanis on a road date. This also could be seen in the context of misplaced chesed. You know, one might say, oh, Rachmanus, Rachmanus is always great and wonderful. You always have to be a Rachman. You can't always be a Rachman. You can't always be a Rachman. What does the Gemara say in Yuma? Sometimes if you're a Rachman on your enemies, you'll come to be an Achzar on your friends. Where do we know that from? Shaul HaMelech. Shaul was such a Rachman when it comes to Amalek. He had such Rachmanus, I can't kill this nation, even though Hashem told me to, I can't, I have to, it's not nice. So what happened later in history? He wiped out and massacred an entire village that he thought was hiding David HaMelech. Novir HaKohanim. That's the Gemara. Right? Misplaced Rachmanis is something that we have to be very careful about. Where else do we see this? Not only in Navi, from Shaul. Says the Shemin HaTov, maybe this is the message of the juxtaposition between the Parsha of Avimelech and Yitzchak right before, and Avraham right before the Akedah, and Akedah's Yitzchak. After all, the Shemin HaTov says, why do we lay that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? And then we lay in the Akedah on the second day. Is there any significance? Okay, maybe it's by Sher Hushah. There are a couple of drushes. But he says, maybe because it's the balance. It's the balance. It's extreme chesed and extreme din. And Avimelech, Avram went out of his way, make a treaty with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Avimelech, relating to the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them, says the Rashbam there. That was terrible. The Rashbam even goes as far as to say that the Akedah was an onesh to Avram Avinu. You want to make a treaty with Avimelech so that your children will for sure have it? Let's see if you're going to have children. So that's what the Shemin HaTov says in his second volume. V'nira efshta efshar, t'kivnu d'balalame, da'af, d'midas ha-chesed, gadla ad ma'od, hitzricha gvulin. Even chesed needs borders. V'itachein t'teitzei l'makom she'ein hagunla, v'zekuka l'mizug, shal chesed im gvura. It needs the balance and dilution of chesed with gvura. V'lachein, that is why, Biyom Rishon HaKriya Midas HaChesed Shal Avraham. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, we learn about the Chesed of Avraham, Chedis Pashit Yoser Midai, Ad Kedei Kriis HaZmeses Avimelech. Too much! Alkein Bar Nisayno Akeda, L'mazeg HaChesed Imidas HaDin. That's why Akeda went to the other extreme, to create the middle Shvil HaZahav. Av Shazorach HaChesed, L'gibor, L'gvar Aleh, Ke'en, Vayekar Avraham, Yisizel, Menokim, move on. Still, that is Achra Drama Eila, that is the connection between the two sections of the Kriyas HaTorah. So that's an important ha'ara about Lo Nachma. In this case, Chesed and Rachmanis is not appropriate. Back to the Chinuch, Val Zenemar, this is what it says, V'katzot says, Kapa lo socha zinecha, and the Lashon of the Sifri, V'katzot says, Kapa malamesh at the chay, Latzila b'kapa, Latzila b'nafshem inayin, Tabalomar lo socha zinecha. And the Shorash of the Mitzvah we wrote earlier. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam has an important Lashon at the end of the first parak of Hilchos Roseach. He says, what do you get? Is there a punishment for this Avera? So it's a lav shame b'maisa. You're not going to get punished, right? It's a passive lo saaseh. Most lo saaseh are active. This is a passive one, like lo samar adam re'echa, like others. Says the Rambam, af al pi she'ein lokin alavin elu, mipnei she'ein bohen maisa, even though you don't get malchus for this lav, chamurim heim, they are very serious. He's talking about losachos inecha and losam adam reecha, which you would violate both of them. Why are they so serious? Shekol ama'abe nefesh achas mi Yisrael, kilu ava ibe kol olam kulo. If somebody destroys, or lets it be destroyed, one nefesh, you've destroyed the entire world. Like the Mishnah says in Masechta Sanhedrin, everybody has to say, b'shli nivra ha'olam. Each one of us has to look at each other as an entire world. That's why, pikuach nefesh, of one person, doesn't matter who it is, any Jew in the world, is docha Shabbos, doesn't matter who it is, because every Jew is an olam malis. This is a very serious mitzvah that comes up here. We could even say it on the spiritual realm. Again, it's more in the world of Hashkafa, that if somebody sees someone else being convinced of something that is anti-Torah, that is antithetical to everything we believe in, you have to go save him. He's the other person's a rodef. Obviously not literally, but you have to make sure that we do our best to save the person. This mitzvah, the Rambam made famous. Where did the Rambam make famous? The Chinuch thought it so much so that the Chinuch quotes the Rambam. This is the Rambam also in Halacha, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Rotzeach. He quotes this mitzvah of being matzil, the nirda from the rodef, and killing the rodef if need be. And then the Rambam says, in Halacha Tes, Harezu mitzvahs lo saaseh shlo lachos al nevesh harodeh. Lefichach, therefore, Horu chachamim, the Rabbanan Paskin, quoting, at least partially quoting partially his own, quoting a Mishnah in Ahalos. Haruch Hachamim, Sheha Uber Rashi, Makasha Leilid, a pregnant woman who's having a baby. Mutter Lachtocha Uber B'me'el, one is allowed to cut, to kill the baby while it is inside of the mother, if it is endangering the mother's life. Bein Besam, Bein B'yad, whether medicinally or with one's hands. Just killing it. Why? Mipnei Shehu Kirodef Achareha Laharga. This baby is a Rodef. Or Kirodef. Not actually a Rodef. Kirodef. There's a Kavadah to be a Rodef, but it's a Rodef. That's the first line of the Rambam. And then the Rambam says, V'imi Shehotzi Rosho Enoginbo. But right when the baby's head is out, it's considered born already, then you can't touch it. Why? She'ein Dochin Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. Because one Nefesh doesn't get pushed aside for another Nefesh. Vizetivo Shalolam. And then he has the line, this is the way of the world, this is nature. Can't say this is Rodef, this is nature. It's always dangerous. This is nature. Very interesting and important Rambam. But even without looking at his sources, there is somewhat of a problem even within the Rambam. And we're going to ask more questions now than we're going to give answers, because this obviously is a huge topic. Number one, the Rambam says, before the baby comes out, the baby's a Rodef. And that's why you're allowed to kill the baby. But after the baby comes out, you're not allowed to touch the baby because ein dochin nefesh mipnei nefesh. One second. So before the baby came out, it wasn't a nefesh? That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. Once the baby comes out, it's a nefesh and ein dochin mipnei nefesh. So before the baby comes out, you shouldn't need the reason of rodef. It should just say, it's not a nefesh yet. And a nefesh is doche, not a nefesh. Why did the Rambam say kirodef? Unless that's what the Rambam means? Doesn't sound that way. Number one. Number two, if you look in the Mishnah here is quoted in Ahalus at the end of the seventh parak. That is the language. Let's read it. Why? Mipnei. So what does the Rambam say here? Because he's a Rodef. That's what the Rambam said on the first half of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's Lashon? Mipnei shechayeha kodmin lechayev. Because her life comes before his life. Is that how the Rambam understands the Rodef? Or is that more of what we were saying, that he's not a life yet, and therefore her life comes before his life? And even if you know, explains it to Pharisee Yisrael, that the baby is being born full term, kalalo chadashav, still, it doesn't matter. At this stage, the mother's life still takes precedence. So it's very unclear what exactly is being referred to in the Rambam. How does he get Rodef in that first line? The Mishnah says, chaya kodin l'chayav. This is what bothers Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnah. The ha, delo mikri vlad Rodef. Right? Why? He explains. Why is the Vlad not called the Rodef once it comes out? That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says the baby is not called a Rodef because Mishamaya Karadfiale. From heaven, this Rodef is created. That's the Rambam's Vizet Tivo Shel Olam. That's the Tivo Shel Olam. The problem is, says the Rav Kiva Eger, Vu Tamua Lich Ora. Tahacha, La Misham Rodef Asinan Ale, Tare Biyotse Rubo E Noginbo. Ella, if you say the reason is Rodef, why should it make a difference before the baby comes out and after the baby comes out? He's still a Rodef. Ella al karcha chata mishum de uber lo nikra nefesh. The reason the Rambam should have said is that the uber is not a nefesh. Why does he have to say Rodef? The efshar, and then he says, maybe, why does the Rambam say the issue of Rodef? Mishum de ben noach asur laharoga uberin. Ben Noach is also usher to kill ubars. Afshi Yisrael eno nerag alzeh, even though it's not chayim misa. Sarach latam davi karodef after mishamai karadfile. Okay, maybe to include Ben Noach. Either way, this is the discussion of rodef in the Rambam, and how some achronim, the questions that they ask more than the answers. The Rabbi Chaim also has a discussion of this. Maybe the Rambam's chiddush is that this is a unique type of rodef. There's rodef that's mishum hatsala of kol hatzara kula, and then this type of rodef is a unique type of rodef. It's a question how to read that Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. Rav Moshe, again, this is the major, one of the major sources related to abortion. Rav Moshe in Choshe Mishpat, in Chelek Beisim, in Samach Tes, discusses abortion in terms of Rachmana Lassana Tesak's situation, where the famous heter of the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Moshe is not interested in such a heter. He thinks it's 100% wrong. He says, no, he thinks it's Lo Sirtzach. Rav Moshe believes that abortion is included in Lo Sirtzach. Lachain Ladina, Bein Latosas, Bein Larambam. The Aplarashi, Ika Isser Ritzicha Milo Sirtzach. Gam Al Ubar. Verakshe Pater Hahargo Bimisa. You're not going to be Chai Misa for it, but it's an Isser Ritzicha. The Asa Lahargo Afla Ben Noach, the Kol Inshi, Vrak, Latzalas Imo, Shelo tamus b'leidaso he who I had to the pikuach nefesh. I'm sorry. I have to be kuach nefesh to call inchi. V'rak latzal is emo. Shelo tamus b'leidaso who I had to. V'lo b'shvil shum tzara chayim she's a aser b'pshitus. The mother's life is in danger. Fine, but other than that, no way. Laharoges haubar yeah aser ache teheo umdana laharofim gedola karov levadai she tamus haim. The meachar du mitzat shenechshav rodef tzarach sheikin vadai shehu rodef. V'kav pashut shein chiluk lefizeh ben avlados. It doesn't matter between the vlados how long they will be lived. To afa vlados shalafi dasa rofim heim ki elu shalo yichyu shanim rabos. Even if the doctors say it's a type of vlad and baby that will not live, the no adim ezi yodim habachla nikris tesax. Afilu kishenol that they bdikos beubar shenis chadesh ata. You know that kivan delaim leka sakana ve'eno rodef ein lahatir afilu shetzar yeh gadol maod v'gam yechlu ha'em va'amize, and they're going to get sick from it. That's why I told the doctors, at least let the parents not have the anxiety during pregnancy. At least give them a few months. Don't do this test. Once the pregnancy is existent, don't do the Tay-Sachs test. Says Rabbi Moshe. And then he quotes later on the heter of the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin about a mamzer in Chelek Alasim Mem Gimel, where he also says is dvarim tmuim, as the other poskim as well say. But one should realize there is the heter of the Tzitz Eliezer. He says at the end, Reos Brosi Tshuva Mechacham Echad. He doesn't even quote him by name. Chacham Echad Be'eretz Yisrael Anechtav Lemanal Beit Cholim Shari Tzedek V'Nifas Bechaveres Asya Hamatir Havlado Shaidei Bechinas Arofim Shu'ubar Yosef Begibah Chadashim Shu'ubar Berachas Tesek Lahapilo. He says, Lomuvan, Zman Zela Matsino Klau. He says, Baruch Pashut, I think it's wrong, and I don't think you should rely on this. I should rely on this. That's Ramosha, Tzitz Eliezer, famous story of Rav Shlomo Zalman. He was once asked the same Shaila, and he passed like Ramosha. But he said, go ask the Tzitz Eliezer. I can't give you an answer. Amazing anava of Rav Shlomo Zalman in terms of recognizing that there's another daya that one could say. Again, Ramosha has his day, Rav Shlomo Zalman has his day, and Tzitz Eliezer has his day. Again, there's a lot more regarding Rodef. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about Kimle v'derabe minei. When it comes to Rodef, that there's a real chovas gavra that patters other punishments. Important sugya in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Beis. Okay, we'll stop here. But next time we'll continue with the mitzvah of keeping proper weights and measures as we get into 6:02.